Square One Community Inc., a nonprofit dedicated to advocating for unhoused people in Moose Jaw, held a successful first annual Walk for Warmth fundraiser on March 9 that saw well over 100 community members walk the periphery of Crescent Park downtown. Nearly 40 teams signed up for the walk, and about 24 individuals. Combined, that meant more than 220 people fundraising to support Square One's efforts to establish a warming space and dedicated women's shelter in the city. Teams were entered representing many local churches, schools, businesses, nonprofits, community-based organizations, and friend groups. Square One, in cooperation with many other agencies, services, government departments, the city of Moose Jaw, and other community partners, recently achieved a long-hoped-for goal and will soon be operating out of the historic William Milne Place on Fairford Street West. "I'm just proud of Square One and the community for responding in such a way," said Moose Jaw's Mayor Clive Tolley. "It's been a long struggle, and Square One showed the leadership. They started with getting organized, then they had the cold weather strategy, which of course is carrying on, and now we've got a facility to look forward to in terms of a warming center and some beds for women at the old William Milne Place. I feel overwhelmed with gratitude that a group of people seized the initiative and saw there was a need, and responded, and they're doing what needs to be done rather than worry about what government level is responsible. They're doers, and Moose Jaw has always had people that volunteer and get things done, and this is a great example." Tolley was one of several prominent citizens who joined the walk, including Chief Rick Barassa of the Moose Jaw Police Service, Maurice Carmichael, first female commander of the Snowbirds and recent inductee into Canada's Aviation Hall of Fame, and local singer-songwriter Megan Nash, who has been raising awareness of the Walk for Warmth for weeks alongside her parents, dressed up as peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on Main Street. Nash also performed a musical number with a friend at the conclusion of the walk. "We've been involved with Square One for a long time, and we share interests," said Chief Barassa, who walked with his partner. MJPS Superintendent Taylor Mickleborough also joined the walk with his daughter. "We want to keep everybody safe, and when we get these inclement days and these cold temperatures, it has been a challenge to ensure that people have warm places to stay. So we have worked very carefully and seriously with this group, and it's good to see that we have some momentum and things are beginning to happen." The congregations of Zion United Church, St. Andrew's United Church, and St. Aidan's Anglican Church helped to create the walk. Zion's pastor Tim Ellis offered a blessing on the event at the beginning following a land acknowledgement by WACA's Lori Dietz. The youth of Moose Jaw also turned out, showing their leadership and desire to contribute. Central Collegiate, CCI, students formed one of the youth groups. CCI's Student Leadership Council, SLC, organized a fundraiser and turned up for the evening in force. "We organized a pizza lunch and sold pizza yesterday to raise funds for this cause," explained SLC President Gabrielle Oney. "All the profit we made went to this cause, and then some of our students are here walking, as well as some of our teachers and our vice principal," said Georgia Greeno, an executive member of the SLC. At the event's conclusion at St. Aidan's, Square One Board Chair Della Ferguson spoke, thanking all the sponsors, teams, and individuals who signed up for the fundraiser, as well as the many volunteers who helped organize it. Mayor Tolley offered greetings and support on behalf of the city, and Square One Vice Chair Crystal Froese, also a city councillor, spoke as well. Square One board member Jill Lesuk announced that the Walk for Warmth had raised at least $20,000 so far. The complete fundraising total will take some time to determine. More information on Square One and their activities is on their website at squareonehousingmoosejaw.com.